Yeah, the roundtables continue here at the Plano Center, Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm, Ticket Stock 2025. Just had a great time visiting with Barry Switzer. We've got some other big names coming up from the world of sports in about 30 minutes. Super Bowl MVP Larry Brown will be here. The great Cowboys cornerback from TCU who won the MVP that 95 year that Barry led them to that win over the Steelers in the Super Bowl. And then DeMarvian Overshown from the current day Cowboys is going to be here in about 90 minutes around 3 o'clock. And, of course, we've got the ticket time wasters tonight. We want to thank all the P1s who came out early today and got a swag bag. And we hope you have a great time here. We've got AMAs going on all afternoon. All the shows are doing AMAs in the big room across the hall.
We just got done with Owls Junior.
How'd it go?
And I cursed maybe 35 times.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Yeah.
Big ones, too.
Let them have it.
Not
nice.
The small ones that I can say here. The big ones.
More? Okay.
That's what I do.
Yeah. Nope. You're a cusser.
We're going to make those AMAs. I'm sorry. It's who I am.
It is. You can't hide that.
I just wake up every morning with about 3 or 4 curse words in my heart. Is that bad?
No, I don't think that's bad.
No.
I think that's...
You got to let it out. You got to let it go.
That's starting the day with some fire.
Yeah. It's like holding in gas.
I let it go on 3 ends.
What?
Every morning.
Okay. That's an interesting way to start your day.
Donovan, I think
like,
that's...
just scream it?
No. Well, I'm just saying 3 different ways and sometimes all at the same time.
Okay.
And it just makes my morning feel better.
I can't really do that, but
you
do
try
you.
No, you should try.
No, you do you.
You should try it.
Donovan, I think that's cool AF. Oh,
yeah, gosh. That is cool AF.
We want you to also check out a lot of our sponsors here, all of our sponsors, in fact. The Fort Worth Axe Factory has this mobile axe throwing setup over here, which seems dangerous.
Yeah, they have throwing stars. I did that last night. It's great.
Also, Dave & Buster's is here with the video game room. And I just showed Corby this picture. I brought in a photo from 1995 from the Barry Switzer coaches show that I used to do with Coach Switzer at Dave & Buster's. And I had Barry sign it. And I've had that picture. It's real blurry. It's old technology.
Oh,
I've had it for so long.
Oh.
And finally brought it in to have him sign. And we were talking about that old coaches show. We used to do half of them at Valley Ranch and half at Dave & Buster's. Had a great time. The best part of the coaches show was the commercial breaks when it was just Barry doing exactly what he was doing up here.
Yeah.
Telling stories and talking. And we just did, 35, 40 minutes with him. I could listen to him tell stories for 10 straight hours and I would never get tired of it.
I know.
Yeah, he was mentioning our Ask Me Anything also.
He was?
Yes.
In what context?
I mean, I was, and he's great, and it was awesome. And then he looked at me and said, reparations.
So, yes.
He said, some are asking for reparations.
Yeah.
I don't think he looked at you.
I don't know. And then, you know, he wanted the reparations for a coach's show, which is sweet.
No. Yes. He was only paid $24,000 in 1974.
Okay. That's sweet. Yeah. But that he's asking for reparations from that, you know.
You know,
I mean, the other people are asking for kind of different circumstances.
What? I don't understand.
You know what I'm talking about. It would have been real sweet to make $24,000 doing that.
Yeah, probably so. You know, it's so crazy to me. I mean, he came down here, obviously. He had a driver take him down from Norman, this guy that drives him around everywhere, as he should at 87. But he still is working. And I mean, like, working. You remember John Phillips, the offensive lineman that played for him in the 80s?
Mm-hmm. Mamas and the Papas.
Not that one.
Oh.
Not that one. They started, I mean, this is recent. They started, he mentioned like scoreboards and jumbotrons and stuff, but they started putting these scoreboards out at youth baseball fields for local businesses to advertise because every parent always goes out to these baseball games for their kids or softball games for their daughters, and there's never been these, I guess, these little scoreboards. And so they now put these scoreboards out in every town in Oklahoma, all over North Texas, And he's active in this business.
Wow.
At 87.
I mean, he installs the scoreboards?
He's not on a ladder installing.
Just a hammer hanging off of his belt.
I swear, he's part of the deal that's like, he's signing and calling. And I'm like, man, it's amazing.
I never heard of the Sooner Illustrated or Texas Illustrated or whatever, but what a genius idea that is. And then you get sued and you win and you just keep it going. That is that was hustling back in those days for sure.
He told us backstage before he came out here that story, and he said, I did it because I wanted Sooner Illustrated on the coffee tables in every Texas living room when I went to recruit. I wanted, you know, to spread the Sooner word.
And it was brilliant.
I would never have thought of that, yeah. So Barry was great. If you any P1s were here last night for our headliner, Dirk, and that hour visit, how great was that?
Really sweet.
I mean, we had always wanted Dirk at Ticket Stock, and we finally landed him as our headliner, and it didn't disappoint. Again, like Barry, I could have talked to Dirk for 5-6 hours, and it wouldn't have gotten old.
Yeah, and I'm glad Dirk brought up at the very beginning of the interview that, you know, when we get guests to come out at Ticket Stock, we'll ask them, and, you know, back in October, November, hey, can you do this? We're not part of it, but, you know, our bosses are. And so they're like, yeah, we were, you know, typically, sure, we would love to do that. And they sign a little contract and all that. Well, obviously, Dirk signs us back in November with no thought of the Luca thing going down, as no one would ever think of it. And so, you know, Dirk said it. He was like, I feel like I was put I'm kind of in a bad position here, having to come out here right after this happens. I've not spoken to anyone. The fact that he did come out and do this, though, because he even said this up here, he's never been one to rock the boat. He's never been one to rip on people. That's just not the way he rolls. And so he was pretty uncomfortable talking about it, but I thought he did a wonderful job just explaining where he was, his emotions, all of it. And he came pretty clean with it all, you know? I mean, it was pretty eye-opening. He was great.
Yeah, I thought when we asked him about going out there to the Staples Center for Luka's debut with Los Angeles, he had the perfect line. He said, I'll never be a Lakers fan, but I'll always support Luka.
Yeah.
And he had to go.
And that's what I think that's what the Maverick fan is thinking now. The ones who really love Luka, they're like, okay, I can't root for the Lakers. And I'm in the same boat. I can't. But you're definitely going to have eyeballs on way more Laker games now because of him. That's it. Like, no other reason.
So that's a good one. Let's say the Lakers somehow, I don't believe they will, but they made the NBA Finals this year against the Celtics. Are you guys rooting for Luka to get a ring, but it means the Lakers win the title?
I can't, right? Because then that could have been...
I think I would.
That could have been where, you know, that's so difficult because, yes, that's our product right there out there. But
I would want him to play really well.
Yeah, but I'd want him to score 30 points and the Lakers as a team to score 30. so the
Lakers
won 20 to 30.
But he gets named MVP of the series.
Oh, my gosh. How perfect would that be? That's a perfect scenario.
Has that only happened once in the NFL?
It's only happened once in the NBA, and it was a Laker, Jerry West,
really,
who was the MVP when they lost to Boston in a 7-game series.
Man, and then in NFL, there was a Cowboy that did
Chuck
it, right?
Howley, yes. Super Bowl MVP on the losing team.
It was
Super Bowl V.
Super Bowl, there were 12 turnovers or whatever. So
Has that ever happened in the World Series? Do they do that? Do they do an MVP of the World Series?
Yeah, they do an MVP.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't recall it.
Has some pitcher won all three of his games?
And lost the series?
Yeah, lost a series.
Possibly.
That show was on rerun last week or a couple days, that Winning Time. They reran every single episode. I think it was 17 of them on HBO. And I caught like the last three or four. And it was so ridiculous. But I wanted way more of the ridiculousness.
Well,
like it's so like Jerry West. There's no way Jerry West acted like he did that was portrayed
that
on
that temper that he had.
No way.
Yeah. I know. I love the first season. I didn't even watch the second season, though. Well, you know, they gave up. They stopped filming.
Yeah.
They didn't even finish the second season.
Because it ended with the Celtics winning that 84 championship, and then that was it. It started with the HIV announcement, which you thought was going to be the whole ride until that was going to be ending, and that was going to be it. But they didn't even get close to that.
Well, you know why? Because they found out that you knew that he really didn't get
AIDS. He never had it.
He didn't have AIDS.
Yeah, so what's the point of spreading all those lies?
Do you really believe that?
I absolutely 100% believe it.
That Magic fake announce that he had HIV.
Yep.
Just to promote HIV.
Yep.
What to make it more popular.
Not make it more popular, but have the awareness out there that if this guy can get it, then anyone can. And I have my reasons, and you know my reasons.
You think the government paid him?
I think he got
like $1 billion.
Crazy paid. And that's why he has like 100 Starbucks and 300 Burger Kings.
Movie
and
theaters.
All the meal theaters. Mm-hmm. Like all those athletes back in those days. They made good money for the time, but they weren't magic rich.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Is he worth more than Michael Jordan now?
He's a billionaire. They're both billionaires.
Right.
I think Jordan's worth more. Jordan's like 2.5, and Magic is 1.3 or 1.5.
Back in the day when those announcements were made, if anyone said they had HIV,
it was
about
a death
4 or 5
then.
Months later, and they were dead.
Yeah.
Like, gone.
And you would see, like, you would just see a picture of them in the hospital, and they're down 180 pounds or something like
Magic's
that.
Magic's the only
Magic
one that gained weight.
Got fatter.
Yeah, he did.
But
somebody
that was also...
the only AIDS comparing... he had was financial AIDS.
Okay, all right. But you're comparing AIDS to HIV positive, and those are different things.
No, back,
so,
back
were you
in
a 90, doctor?
Back in 91, it was...
I'm not a doctor. I'm just saying.
You had no clue. You had no clue. So that is my conclusion.
Interesting.
He has two conspiracy theories. One, Stevie Wonder isn't blind.
Nope.
Uh-huh. And two, Magic never had AIDS.
Yep.
And why would Stevie Wonder, who paid him to pretend he was blind?
Not no one paid him, but he needed a bit. He was a black kid playing a harmonica in the 50s.
Oh, so the incredible once-in-a-generation musical talent's not enough of a bit.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
All right.
Look it up.
Hey, only thing I have, the one video of the microphone falling, he just went, whoop.
All right,
you
but maybe
the sunshine of my
maybe
life.
Maybe he's not full blind, though.
Yeah, I don't think he's. I think he like, may be like, legally.
Well, blind Kelly is not full blind.
Well, didn't Shaq have a story about being in an elevator with him?
What's up, big fella?
Yeah. He knew. He sensed it. And then Shaq, he was like, what floor are you on? And he hit 9. Like, he knew exactly.
I don't know about that. He was playing Candy Crush.
Yeah. One hand.
And let's play some dominoes later.
Hey, back to the Lakers quickly. In the 80s, speaking of winning time, didn't you guys love the Lakers back then? Like, when did you start? Oh, you didn't?
No.
I always rooted for them over the Celtics.
Well,
oh, yeah.
But that's not – I didn't like either one of them. I was incredibly envious as a Maverick fan of the Lakers.
And I think
I loved the Lakers back then.
Yeah.
Great uniforms, the colors. Yeah. Just
and they
Hollywood.
Were Showtime. There was such a different brand of basketball over the other teams. But I think I started really, truly hating them once the Mavericks started doing well.
Yeah.
And then when they met in the playoffs, and then you can't
beat
them. It's like, okay, I hate these guys. But no, I think I'm kind of with you, especially against the Celtics.
Yeah.
I just felt black versus white.
And okay.
It was.
It really did.
It was.
It felt like
name
that.
One white Celtic.
Man, I'm going to have a challenge to name one black Celtic.
God, their bench always creeped me out. It was so white.
The Celtics.
And Larry Bird was extra white somehow.
But
his face always looked like someone had drawn his face and then erased it and then kind of penciled it back in.
Yeah.
And just wasn't quite sure what to do with
it.
Like,
I know.
But, man, now that you see, even watching Winning Time and seeing some of the videos of him now, dude, I would really love to hang with Larry Bird. Like, he's really, it's a different perspective now back then than it is right now. Like, he seems like a cool cat that talked so much ass and was just a really down-to-earth basketball player, but I didn't think about that when he was playing.
No, and I do...
They were villains.
And I love the fact, too, that the people that played with Larry Bird, and hell, the people that played against Larry Bird, how protective they are of Larry Bird, that, look, I mean, these are Hall of Fame players that are like, is the best player that's ever played the game. There's no question about it. The end, period, end of story type stuff.
And you know what sealed it for me? Because you guys watched, what was the one?
Dream Team.
We beat the Dream Team.
We beat the Dream Team.
And
that video of his game against the Hawks?
Remember that? And then when they were talking about the second scrimmage with the select team.
Yeah.
And Rodney Rogers was talking a lot of noise to him. And Bird had the shot, and he faked it. Rodney Rogers flew by, and he said,
watch it. You're getting a little too my heart goes out to you here. So let's put that down a little bit.
What are you talking about?
There's a few people know what I'm talking about.
I'm not going to even tell the story.
No, tell the story.
Well, just told,
we want to hear the story.
It was an Elon Musk reference.
He told him, but it's a great story. He told him he was part of the parachute club as he flew by and made the shot. Like, dude, it is
And I love Mashburn.
Remarkable.
Mashburn and Hill and those guys are talking about how they couldn't get enough of the video the night Larry Bird was just going crazy against the Hawks. And he was making three after three crazy shots, and the Hawks bench just kept reacting and falling all over each other.
I know.
And they were like, "You're playing Larry Bird.
It's the opponent.
It's the opponent."
And every time he made a shot, they're going, "Oh my
god!" They're going crazy on the Hawks bench.
It was great. Love it. Love it. I would love to talk to that dude, man, because he just seems like he is cool. Just a cool cat. And I never thought about that as I was watching basketball growing up. I hated that dude.
Dude, I mean, and that fits the argument with we used to have with Luka. Remember when he was on the Mavericks? Where if could Luka at the age of 20, 21, 22, when he should have been like a sophomore, junior, and senior in college, played at any school in the country and gone to the Final Four?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, because Larry Bird did it.
No doubt.
Yeah.
He definitely could.
Yeah.
He definitely
could. I mean, those guys, and there are certain dudes that can drag teams like that, I don't even know, like North Texas. He could take North Texas to the Final Four.
No doubt.
Just like I'm going to drag something out of here tonight. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
That's just an ender. 149. It's
I'm pretty sure he's been drinking. By the way, today is National Margarita Day. And I believe
and you know what? You give me one margarita, you know what's going to happen.
I know.
They give
it's like
me
giving
two.
A mouse a cookie.
They give me three margaritas.
And I think Desperados is they're here, and I think that they're going to supply us all with a
All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Y'all listen to the song, give me five margaritas, and we're going to have a good time. It's a Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm, ticket stock 2025. Gordon, since you're the captain, we're going to break. We'll come back with another roundtable next. Ticket.